This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. The budget session of Parliament will begin today with President Draupadi Murmu addressing a joint sitting of both houses this morning. Following the President's address, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will present the economic survey during a brief session of both Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha. Our correspondent reports that the presentation of the economic survey marks the official start of the budget session in Parliament. Yesterday, an all-party meeting convened ahead of the budget session of Parliament was held at the Parliament House complex. During the meeting, the government sought cooperation from all political parties to ensure smooth functioning of the Parliament session. Speaking to the media after the meeting, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said there are 16 bills and 19 businesses already listed in the House. Congress MP Pramod Tiwari said that his party will raise the issues of unemployment, inflation and the constitution. He also expressed concern over the Mahakumbh incident. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman is set to present the union budget for the fiscal year 2025-26 tomorrow. The upcoming budget is anticipated to unveil the government's economic priorities and fiscal strategies to deal with the pressing domestic and global challenges. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has asked people to bet on India when it comes to the space sector. In a social media post, Mr. Modi shared country's space journey during the last 10 years. A total of 457 satellites have been launched by India since 2014. A total of 398 foreign satellites were launched by India in the past 10 years, as opposed to just 35 foreign satellites before 2014. The government has announced that India is all set to launch its own safe and secure indigenous artificial intelligence AI model at an affordable cost. Briefing media in New Delhi yesterday, Union Minister for Electronics and Information Technology Ashwini Vaishnav highlighted that compared to global models costing $2.5 to $3 per hour usage, India's AI model will cost less than 100 rupees per hour after 40% government subsidy. The campaign for the 70-member Delhi Assembly is in full swing. Prominent leaders of major political parties are conducting public meetings, roadshows and rallies to seek votes in favour of their party candidates. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah addressed public meetings in Rohini and Wazirpur areas yesterday. Addressing a gathering in Rohini, Mr. Shah promised that 2,500 rupees would be given to the women of the city if voted to power. Senior Congress leader Rahul Gandhi attacked Mr. Kejriwal on issues including pollution in the Yamuna River, the alleged liquor scam and others. Meanwhile, Aam Aadmi Party convener Arvind Kejriwal accused Congress Party of working with BJP to ensure his party's defeat in the assembly polls. Union Steel Minister H.D. Kumaraswamy visited the Visakhapatnam steel plant yesterday. The visit came in the backdrop of Union Cabinet's approval of 11,440 crore rupees for revival of the steel plant. The Union Minister inspected the plant and assured the employees of all possible support from the central government. Eight more hostages, including three Israeli and five Thai nationals, were released from captivity in Gaza in the third round of hostage-prisoner swap under a ceasefire agreement between Palestinian groups and Israel aimed at de-escalating the conflict in the region. Meanwhile, Israeli authorities have begun the release of 110 Palestinian prisoners after initial delay over what they said were unacceptable, chaotic scenes at the hostage handover in southern Gaza. U.S. President Donald Trump confirmed that there were no survivors in the mid-air collision between an American Airlines flight carrying 64 people and a U.S. Army Black Hawk helicopter in Washington, D.C. Speaking at a news conference at the White House, President Trump stated that the cause of the crash is still under investigation. The 38th National Games in Uttarakhand continue to captivate sports enthusiasts with thrilling competitions and outstanding performances by athletes. After the third day of the event, in Karnataka is leading the medal tally with 7 gold, followed closely by Manipur and Maharashtra. And that is the end of this news bulletin.